John.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. I had a deal where I bought that backpack thing, that whatever it is called, and they charged me $5.47 or so for shipping. And then I just now noticed they're trying to take $67 out of my account. So I didn't want to report it to fraud yet. I wanted to give you a chance to make sure that that $67 doesn't go through my account first.
Can I get your zip code and first and last name?
Yeah, it's Ruth Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, 52402. They had a lot of things that they said, you want this, you want that, you want this, you want that. I said, no, I just want to pay for the shipping for the free bag. And that's what I did. And it was in my account as $5.74 2 days ago. Now it's changed to $67.32. And she gave me the number to call fraud. And I said, well, I'm going to try to handle it instead of reporting it to fraud. So I just hope you can help me.
Yes, I mean, can you verify your mailing address?
My what?
Mailing address.
Yes, 3921 Lexington Drive, Northeast, Unit A, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52402.
Yes, Emma, do you see there was a order that was placed for a tactical bag?
Yeah, and it said it was free for the shipping.
Yes, and that tactical bag is an entry gift into a subscription. There would have been a $125 voucher that was sent to Ruth at heyscooby.com.
Oh, it was for a voucher? Oh, so I'm supposed to, what am I supposed to do with that?
So that voucher is like a credit. You can use it towards any purchase on our website. But that's the order for the tactical bag.
Yeah. Well, we need to cancel the whole thing, and I'll send that back.
So we don't take any of those products back. We can go ahead and cancel
okay.
this account. That stops any future billings. We can offer you a partial refund for 50%.
For 50% of what, the 67?
That's
I right. think you take you need to send the 67 back, or else I'll just call the fraud department. I mean, this
yeah,
is ridiculous.
If you dispute a charge with your bank, they call us. We can verify your email address. We can verify your phone number, your mailing address. And we can also verify with the tracking number that order was delivered, and your account was simply going to a
right.
chargeback. What happens when a chargeback happens, your bank sides with the merchant, and we don't issue any refunds once a chargeback happens. But if you want
so
to...
So they do a chargeback?
Go ahead.
You'll be happy to what?
So
do it.
Give me one moment. We can go ahead and cancel your account. That stops any future billings. But a chargeback would happen if you filed that dispute because we can verify that you did place the order.
Well, right. I did place the order, but it was deceitful because I know how to read, and it said that it was only $5.74 free shipping.
Yes, ma'am. We do win 100% of our disputes because we can provide your financial institution with those terms and conditions, which would prove that it's not deceitful and that you did agree to those when you placed the order. However, I did go ahead and cancel this account. That stops any future billings. Although our terms and conditions might have been misunderstood, we went ahead and issued the full refund. It takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like that?
I would appreciate that. I would appreciate that full refund.
Would you like the cancellation number?
Yeah, just let me get a pen here. Okay, what is it?
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
26.
26?
That's correct.
Okay. 07?
21.
Mm-hmm.
62.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay. Now, you're saying that will cancel any future orders, but how do I get this other taken off?
We can go ahead
the
and have your account canceled and refunded. It takes 3 to 5 days to post.
And, okay, and what was your name, dear?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great name. I love it. Okay, all right. I would appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for all customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.